Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the October Board of Education meeting. Please stand for the pledge, followed by a moment of silence to remember the young student from Sewanee that passed in a fire this weekend.
The pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Again, I thank you for joining us this evening for our meeting. At this time, Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present and accounted for. Can I have approval of tonight's agenda? Moved by Mr. Mafia, second by Dr. Kintar. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried. Can I have approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of September 14th? Moved Mr. Mafia, second Ms. Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried. Again, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for joining us tonight. Just a couple of informational points. On Saturday, October 23rd, from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the parking lot on Village Avenue and Elmont Road, Senator Kaplan and Assemblywoman Solages will be sponsoring a breast cancer awareness event with the mobile mammogram van. So anyone wishing to have an appointment can call 516-599-2972. I'll repeat that again, 516-599-2972. For a appointment at the mobile mammogram van. This past Sunday was Custodian Appreciation Day, so I'd like to acknowledge all of the custodians that keep our buildings, especially during COVID, clean and safe for our staff and scholars. Much appreciation from the Board of Education, and we thank you for your continued efforts across the district. At this time, I will turn it over to the Vice President for her remarks.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Good evening, everyone. Again, our heartfelt condolences goes out to the family of the seven-year-old scholar who lost her life this weekend. Just want to remind parents to remind your children that when they're walking, to be vigilant and attentive as they walk through the streets with their headphones on. And just a note to our residents to be mindful that we have full in-person in our schools and to please slow down when traveling through our streets. Be mindful of stop signs and our scholars who are walking to school. I would like to announce that Elmont Memorial High School is pleased to announce that Ms. Natasha Hunter is the new assistant principal. Ms. Hunter is currently an assistant principal in Queens and is a former math teacher in the Department of Education. She brings with her a deep passion for helping students and a proven track record of success in all of her positions. She will be joining the Elmont staff on November 2nd. Also, Elmont Memorial High School student Vivian Chu has been named a commended student in the 2022 National Merit Scholarship Program. Vivian received a letter of commendation due to her high scores on the preliminary SAT and National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test. Elmont Memorial is also pleased to announce its AP Scholar recipients for the classes of 2021 through 2023. The PSAT day in the district will be held on October 13th for 11th graders. The senior barbecue was held on Friday, September 17th in the Elmont Courtyard. Elmont Memorial High School student senior Evan Caldwell was named one of the top 100 football players on Long Island for fall 2021 by Newsday. And upcoming events, we have Spirit Week, the week of October 18th through the 22nd, We have the Hall of Fame induction on the 23rd, October 23rd at 10 a.m. Homecoming parade October 23rd at 12:45, and the football game at 2 p.m. on October 23rd. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. And from the desk of Ms. Allen reports the following activities occurring over the month of October in the Salonica building. On October 7th, it will be E&L Parent Night. On October 13th, it'll be the SEL PSAT Day for 7th and 8th graders. The day will be involved in morning SEL activities, and then a pep rally, along with the 11th graders taking the PSAT on that date. On October 13th, it's meet the 7th grade and 8th grade teacher night. October 14th is student elections and homecoming court interviews. On October 15th is homecoming prep rally during periods 8 and 9. Finally, on Saturday, October 16th, at 12:45, the parade will kick off. The homecoming parade will kick off from the parking lot behind Salonica, and Salonica will be playing Roslyn at 2 p.m. Before that game, they'll be honoring the memory of Lenny Caputo, the former Booster Club president who passed away in July. Finally, on October 28th, it's the senior banquet at the New Hyde Park Inn. Ms. Allen also reports that the Salonica family is dealing with the ultimate death of the seventh grader that lost her life in the fire this weekend. She reports that a crisis team was organized to counsel and give students space to grieve and express their feelings. Plans are being made to put into place to honor her memory and assist her family, and they're just waiting direction from the family on how they can best assist. This report is respectfully submitted by Nicole Hallett, principal of Salonica High School. At this time, is there any correspondence?
No.
No correspondence. At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Hyman. I will note that Ms. Capers noted earlier that in the executive session that some minutes were omitted from the September 14th meeting. That was entirely my fault, and I will write the minutes, and they will be included at the next board meeting. So the board approved the minutes for September 14th, but they were incomplete, and that was my error. I have no report for the public session tonight, except that I would ask for a motion to convene an executive session following this meeting to discuss matters appropriate to executive session.
Have a motion to.
And just by way of explanation, we held an executive session after the meeting on September 14th, and not only did we hold an executive session, we reconvened in public to approve two contracts. Contract with Dr. Franco for the delivery of testing and vaccines, if appropriate, and an IMF, an intermunicipal agreement, IMA, which deals with the fact that five school districts participate in the delivery of tests by Dr. All school districts involved agree and looking so in that agreement.
Thank you. Could I have a motion to convene an executive session immediately following this meeting? Move Mafia, second Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. At this time, we'll have the report of the superintendent.
Thank you, Ms. Tynan. Good evening. So this is Board Appreciation Month. So I would just like to say to all of our seven board members, thank you for your service, for what you do for our community. It is much appreciated by me and the entire community for the time that you give every single day. So I just want to personally say thank you to all of you. And we'll have a video for you once I finish my report. But I just want to say personally, thank you. There are really no words that can be written or spoken that can truly explain why a child has been taken from us too soon. And the Elmont community mourns the loss of a student, a kind-hearted, caring, and compassionate, beautiful girl who attended the Gotham Avenue School a few years ago in the sixth grade and was a student at Salonica High School. And although she tiptoed into our community as a shy ENL student, her footprints are deeply embedded in the hearts of all who knew her. We learned so much about her culture and her love for life, and she learned to appreciate all that Elmont has to offer her and her family. This student exemplified all that is good with Elmont. Her teachers and her friends had nothing but admiration for her kind ways and her wonderful, positive attitude. So to the family, we are so deeply saddened by your tragic loss, and we will be here for you for as long as you need it. And to the Elmont family who have been affected by this tragedy, I say thank you for reaching out and for being there for all of us. I know for me, thinking of this student will forever bring a sad smile to my face. So God bless her and her family. I want to give a special thank you to the Elmont Fire Department for the work that they did to help this family in their time of need. They are amazing people. We can never, ever underestimate the work that the fire department does in our community and the surrounding communities that came to the call Saturday morning. And we're here for you as well if you need us. To all the veterans and active service members and our first responders in this beautiful community, I always say thank you to all of you as well. This has been a tough week, but I have to tell you and compliment the team at Salonica High School, Miss Allen and her team, who have done a phenomenal job of supporting the children and the families. It's a great partnership that we have with the Salonica High School District and something that I will continue to improve upon as we move forward. So thank you to Salonica High School and the wonderful people that work there as well. I seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, resignations, as noted on pages 1 through 6.
I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 6. Move Garlic, second Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried.
Seek a motion to approve leaves of absences, civil service leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, termination and resignations, noted on pages 7 through 10.
I have a motion to approve pages 7 through 10. Move Ms. Garlic, second Dr. Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education and Preschool Special Education on page 11.
Have a motion to receive page 11. Move Mr. Mafia. Second. Mr. Dr. Kantar. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried.
On page 12, I seek a motion to approve items 3 through 5.
Could I have a motion to approve page 12, items 3 through 5? Valerie Rickett, second. Ms. Garlic, any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried.
On page 13, I'm going to read into the minutes as a motion to approve number 6, the bond proposition. The bond vote will take place on November 30th, 2021. Resolved, A, that the Board of Education, the Board of Elmont Union Free School District, and the County of Nassau, New York, the district, is hereby authorized to construct improvements to district buildings substantially as described in a plan prepared by the district with assistance of H2M Architects and Engineers, and to expend $52 million therefor. B, that a tax is hereby voted in the amount of not to exceed $52 million to finance such cost, such tax to be levied by and collected in installments in such years and in such amounts as shall be determined by said Board of Education. C, that in anticipation of said tax, The Board of Education of the district may authorize the issuance of bonds in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $52 million, and a tax is hereby voted to pay the interest on said bonds as the same shall become due and payable. The proposition that will be voted upon, the Elmont Elementary School District bond. The business to be acted upon at said election shall be as stated in the notice thereof, and the district clerk is hereby authorized and directed to cause a notice of said special bond vote to be published in the New Hyde Park Courier, published in Mineola, New York, and circulated within said school district, in the Franklin Square Elmont Herald, published in Garden City, New York, and circulated with said school district, Schneps Media, Spanish publication, and Newsday when applicable. The board is in possession of the omnibus motion naming election workers and chairpersons at each polling district and providing for the use of voting machines. Voting will be held at all seven election districts from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on November 30th, 2021. Let me read that one last sentence again. Voting will be held at all seven election districts from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. on November 30th, 2021. If those provisions are acceptable to the board, I would ask the board for a motion to pass the resolution and those provisions as stated in the documents the board has in their possession.
I have a motion to approve item 6 on page 13. Move. Move, Mr. Mafia. Second, Ms. Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
I'm also going to ask for a motion to approve number 7 on page 14. State Environmental Quality Review Act, SECRA. Whereas the Board of Education has authorized a certain bond referendum, it is resolved. Building capital improvements contained in the proposed bond referendum includes district-wide installation of new security entrances and video camera systems, new heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, removal of remaining asbestos-containing materials, new fire alarm systems, new LED lighting, new ceilings, painting, and wallboards, and new student restrooms. After careful consideration of the proposed projects, which require SECRA procedural review, it is determined that the work involved will have no significant environmental impact and require no further review under SECRA. The projects are therefore classified as a Type 2 action. I ask for a motion to approve this.
I have a motion to approve item number 7 on page 14. Move Mafia. Second, Early Davis. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried.
Thank you. On page 15, items 1 through 4 are noted for the minutes.
Page 15 is so noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 16.
Have a motion to approve page 16. Move Mafia, second Kintar. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 17.
Have a motion to receive page 17. Move Mafia, second Fowler Cut. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve the business report and other approvals and authorizations, items 4A and 4B on page 18.
Have a motion to approve page 18, item 4A and 4B. Move Garlic, second Katara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Items A through I on page 19 are noted for the minutes, as well as page 20, the vandalism tallies for September 2021.
Pages 19 and 20 are so noted for the minutes.
So, Mr. Jaime, I just ask you to indulge us for a moment. Mr. Spinato, if you would start the video for Board Appreciation Month.
School board is one in a million.
Mrs. Garlic, natural average school board member. Helping kids towards success.
You help our students shine.
You are a superhero of our school district.
This white building, the future of our schools.
fortunate to have you on the school board.
Building a brighter future for all students.
Thank you for putting your heart into our school district.
Keep shining, school board superstar.
Half off. 2 hours. School board.
We are very grateful for all of our Board of Education members, but we would like to say a very special thank you to Mrs. Capers for making our Elmwood community the best place it can be for me and my classmates. We thank you so much for all that you do for us and for sacrificing so much of your time and putting in so much love into what we do. And on behalf of all of our CHU students, teachers, and staff, we would like to say a very, very special thank you to Mrs. Capers.
Smile in my face when we all know it's hard. There's no way to ever pay you back. Bless your heart, no, I love you for that.
Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Rosia.
Thank you, Messi Bookwood.
Good job. Thank you.
Doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now.
Don't thank you.
Matter, yeah.
Sarah A. Carlson is proud to honor Sharon Early Davis for her commitment and service. We wanted to thank you for volunteering your time and efforts for the education of all the Elmont scholars. Your hard work and dedication does not go unnoticed.
Not only do you serve the Elma USCB, we wanted to recognize that you have also served our country through the United States Army and continue to serve by serving veterans as a treasurer of the American Legion Post 1033. These two important roles are just some of the reasons we want to show our gratitude for you today and every day.
I would thank you here or there.
To thank Dr. Tamika Battle Burkhead. Thank you for your service and always being there.
Thank you for working nonstop
to make sure we have everything we need.
Thank you for being at community events to support and cheer us on.
Thank you for being committed to the students of the Elmont community.
Thank you for believing in me.
And me.
That may not be.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Gotham Avenue News Flash. We are here to bring you your most up-to-date Gotham news. This just in, we have a special announcement. We take you to our field correspondent for more information.
All around the Elmont schools, students have been celebrating our return to school. We are so excited to be back in action. We know that we have so many people to thank for this, but we would like to thank Mr. Heine, our Board of Education president. Ladies, how has Mr. Heine's work helped you?
Mr. Heine has been a constant support for Gotham Avenue School students in all the buildings in the district. His passion for making sure we are successful learners and citizens take Elmont to the next level.
I agree. We can see how much he cares for Elmont's students, staff, and community. We know that all of the amazing programs we have are thanks to his hard work with the Board of Education.
I think we can all agree that Elmont is a better place because of the work you do, Mr. Heine. Now, back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Mr. Heine. The students and staff of Elmont truly appreciate all of your dedication and support. We know you will continue to do amazing things for the Elmont community, and we are thankful for you.
Dear Dr. Quintero, to show our appreciation, here are a few of my friends who want to say thank you in their native languages.
Thank you.
Merci.
Jazakallah.
Kirsia.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gracias.
Jazakallah.
Thank you for all that you have done for my friends and I. You are a wonderful father, and I love you so much.
Thank you!
Thank you.
All right. No, that's my report. And the statement still rings true. It's all about the children. That's all that matters. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of all of my colleagues here at the table, I'd like to thank Mr. Rosner and all of the children and all of the staff that made those videos possible. You know, in the light of everything that we're going through right now, like Mr. Rosner said, it's all about the kids. And, you know, that's why we do what we do. And I want to thank him and everyone else for allowing us to continue to do that. So at this time, is there any old business?
None.
Any new business?
None.
Any legislative items?
None at this time.
Any items for future consideration? And so at this time, we don't have any questions from the audience, right? Fernando? No questions received. So at this time, our next regular meeting will be Tuesday, November 9th. Before then, the bond community Zooms will continue to happen with Mr. Rosner, and I believe he has maybe one or two in-person sessions scheduled for folks to come out to hear more about the bond and hear why it's necessary at this time. And again, you know, because our custodians do such a great job taking care of the buildings, we're not going above and beyond, but we're doing what is necessary to maintain the buildings and keep them safe, again, for our staff and scholars in the building so that education can continue and that we can continue moving forward. At this time, I'd like to ask for a motion to adjourn into executive session.
No.
Balvercat. Second Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Again, everyone, thank you for joining us this evening and have a good night.